News Talk 1620 WTAW, Texas A&M System Board of Regents have approved higher tuition and fees for students not on a guaranteed rate plan. This will be for the next two academic years. No one spoke during the public hearing preceding the Regents vote in Stephenville. Prepared remarks read by Regents member Bill Mahomes of Dallas, who's the only member of the majority vote to speak.
As public servants, we are committed to serving our citizens and providing assurances that our valuable but limited resources are utilized in the most efficient and effective manner. And as always, the benefit, and always with the benefit of the students and the state taxpayers foremost on our minds. We remain focused on keeping the cost of attending our universities affordable. Our flagship university has the lowest administrative cost ratio in the state and is frequently cited for the outstanding value provided to its students. In addition, eight of our regional universities remain below the statewide average. What we are proposing to do today is to approve tuition and fee rates for the next 2 years. This increase will not impact any of our current students on a guaranteed plan.
One vote against the higher tuition and fees came from Regents member Tony Busby of Houston.
And I know we always say, you know, hey, we're always looking out for the student, but it's kind of like, you know, one of that insurance company says you're in good hands. That's how it kind of sounds like to me. You know, each of us on this board had a different individual experience going to college. I heard this young lady say that she was a first-generation college student, as was I. I had enlisted in the Navy because my parents flat out told me, we have no money for you to go to school, and unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to get a scholarship, or I didn't have a counselor in school. We didn't even have a guidance counselor. So I didn't have any history, so I didn't know how to get to financial aid. So I'm very sensitive to these increases that we do every single year. And when I look at the justification for the increases, you know, we always tie the increase to some sort of benchmark. We say, well, inflation's going up this much, so we're gonna go up this much. But at what point do we stop? And at what point is it enough? And it seems to me that our goal should be, if inflation is rising 3.07% yearly, that we should be trying to hold the line and take tuition down. The justification for the increases, at least in the packet that we were given, is this is going to go to programs, more staff, to financial aid, but there's no delineation there of where it's actually going. So once again, I don't think I've ever voted for a tuition increase, certainly not in the last 4 years. I just don't see the justification for it, and I know that the gap between rich and poor continues to get larger, and I know that there are going to be people, students, families, who are going to suffer because of this, and I'm going to have to be against it.
And again, the new tuition and fee schedule for the 2018-19 and 2019-2020 school years are for students not on a guaranteed rate plan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.